Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Everyone knows my guest today is one of my favorite people on the planet. He has done more work to put together the dots than almost anyone out there. And I'm honored and always, always excited to welcome back Clay Clark. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Mel, I really do appreciate you allowing me to be here with you. And this is James to my right. And James is a guy that we met in Pennsylvania at the Reawaken America Tour. And James, briefly share your story so people out there know, because this is why we are doing the Reawaken America Tour, is to reach the people like James all across the country.
Right. Well, I love Trump. And I love General Flynn, and I love Eric and Cash and Devin Nunes. And I saw they were all on the lineup to go to Pennsylvania. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to call them up. I saw Clay with General Flynn on X-22. And, you know, I bought a ticket. I slept in my car. And I was I'm going to meet these people. And then I met them all at the event. And then
real quick, before I start interrupting, I just want to ask you this, because it's not a backhanded compliment I'm fishing for here. But did you know who I was, or who Mel was, or most of the speakers were before coming to that event?
No, I knew, you know, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Devin Nunes. I knew Liz Crokin and Lara Logan too, but I didn't know the majority of the speakers, no.
And how did you hear about it again? How did you hear about the event?
X-22 report.
And then you came to the event, and where did you stay? Where did you sleep?
I slept in my car for that one.
And then how did you end up on today's show, or how did you end up getting hired here?
You know what? I got invited out to your podcast event here in Tulsa, and we had a little basketball competition, a little free throw action. I won it, and you know what? You offered me a job, and I said, you know what? There's nothing that's going to stop me from, you know, helping General Flynn and President Trump, you know, save this nation.
And so you're here now. And Mel, what I wanted to do today was see if I could tap into your wisdom on three topics, and also share with the audience three things I think everybody needs to know. One is very action oriented, and I'll kind of go into my business teaching mode here. But then the other two are more just facts we need to know. So are you? Can I do that, Mel?
I'm ready. I'm excited, and I'm excited that you brought your protege here along, because I got to tell you, that is exactly why we do the events, is to get more and more people excited, involved, invested, action oriented. So go for it. You're on.
Okay, so I'm going to pull this up here now. Then for anybody out there, people are going to get someone will get frustrated with me that I'm sharing this clip, but I'm going to. This particular thing, this clip here, I was talking to Mel offline about this. I was telling you, Mel, my mentor as a speaker was this guy named Carlton Pearson. Now, Carlton Pearson, for anybody out there that doesn't know, let me play a little clip so you know who he is, okay? He ran the largest church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, before he became a universalist. So when he became a universalist, I could no longer really theologically agree with him, but we continued to be the best of friends. And so let me hit play here.
Father, we will understand why. My brother, live in the sunshine.
Now, if you look out in the audience, you don't see a whole lot of white people, okay? And so I went up to him after one of his sermons, and I said, hey, you are an awesome speaker, and you are really good. And I run an entertainment company called DJConnection.com. And by the way, folks, I don't own that company anymore. I sold it years ago. But at the time, it was one of America's largest wedding entertainment companies. And I said, you are awesome. I mean, you can sing, you can speak, you're funny. You have a point. 10,000 people show up on any given Sunday to watch you. Could you mentor me? And I remember him looking at me like, well yeah, and there he is. And I said, he said, yeah, I'd be happy to. I said, okay. He goes, you know, there's only been one other person that I've ever taught public speaking before. And I said, who's that? He says, T.D. Jakes. And I said, T.D. Jakes? He goes, well, yeah, I mean, I helped, you know, T.D. get his career going, and Joyce Meyer and a lot of these people. But T.D. was the one that I invested the time with. And, you know, I'd be happy to. And I said, you would? He goes, yeah. And I was shocked. I'm going, what? So we get back in the car. My wife, we were probably 22, 20. I was 24 years old. And my wife said, what did you talk to him about? I said, he's going to mentor me. She said, he's going to mentor you. I said, yeah. We're driving home from the biggest church in Tulsa. And she says, what's going to happen? I said, well, he says I need to go speak. So what I did, and I'm not endorsing these organizations. I'm just telling you what I did. I got on the phone with the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. Now, I don't endorse the chamber in their direction, but Mel, I got on the phone, called them up, boop, 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 and I said, hey, I was the 2002 Entrepreneur of the Year Award winner guy, and I'd be happy to speak once a week for free for 7 hours a day, the whole day at a school. You just tell me a school. I'll go to the school. The schools are always trying to get volunteer entrepreneurs to teach the kids. I'll go. And the person called me back, and they said, Broken Arrow High School, which happens to be the largest high school in Oklahoma, they would like for you to speak. And so I said, every week. So I went every week to Broken Arrow High School to speak, and I didn't get paid, and I was speaking and teaching entrepreneurship every week. And then I would show up, I'd set up my crappy tripod, didn't know what I was doing because this is a new world for me. I was a DJ. I wasn't a professional speaker guy. And I would film it on a Zoom, on a flip camera. The flip camera, it was like the size of a phone. It was before the phone was on your camera.
Right.
Film it. And then I would sit down with Carlton once a week at his office. We'd sit down and then we would watch the video together of me speaking. And he would say, all right, do you know what you did wrong here? And I go, I don't know. He goes, your rapport was awful. It was awful. And I said, my rapport was awful. He said, you did a bad job. And I go, bad job. He said, Clay, the audience doesn't want to listen to you if you don't have anything to say. Like you have to prepare. Like you have to earn the right for the audience to care. And I'm going, what? He goes, I'm telling you, you can't just make these kids sit through this presentation where you clearly didn't take the time to prepare. Clay, if you're going to speak for 30 minutes, you got to put at least three hours of prep time minimum. I'd recommend 30 hours. I said, you spend 30 hours prepping for 30 minutes? He goes, that's why it looks so good. That's why I've got the largest church in Oklahoma. What's wrong with you, man? You got to prepare. And so each week I would sit down with this guy.
In spirit, when my spirit is curious about something, I'll find the book or a book that relates to what I'm curious or what I'm hungry for. It's like riding down the road and you get an appetite and you decide you want Chinese food or soul food, or of course I like the soul food. Chinese soul.
So this guy, I would work every week. I'm paying this guy to teach me, to mentor me. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about getting engaged. So what happens is so many of us are enraged, but are we engaged? And this is something that Carlton taught me. And I just think it's this powerful training for such a time as this. We all need to know this stuff. So we all go on Truth Social or Twitter or whatever. We learn about the things of the day. But do we actually walk up to the stage and say, excuse me, Mr. Speaker, a man in charge of the largest church in America, could you mentor me? And I would say, by and large, we don't do that. And that's something that James has done. He came up to us at the event. He asked what he could do to help. Next thing you know, he's in my office. Next thing you know, he's here. And James, you've told me repeatedly, you said you're willing to work for free haircuts. Is this accurate?
That's what I'm here for, the free haircuts. Just got one today.
No, I mean, nice. I pay. But what is driving you to work here? Seriously.
You know what? America, it's on its last breath. And if we don't all get together and save this country, it's going to be goodbye. And that goodbye means you and your family dead.
Now, how far is your desk from my desk?
Right next door.
So when I'm talking to Eric Trump or General Flynn, who's near me?
Me.
Yeah. So what's that like being in the room in the deal?
It's wild. You know, I was right here when you were on the phone with President Trump, too. And, you know, everyone shares the same concern for our nation.
So, again, I'm telling you, if you're listening out there today, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who it is. I don't know who needs to hear this. You have got to move beyond being enraged, Mel, to being engaged. And you did that, Mel, with your Hollywood career. You actually just a lot of people wanted to be in movies. They wanted to be writers. They wanted to be actors, actresses. But you did it, Mel. You actually got engaged. I'd love to tap into your wisdom about that idea. Because everybody out there, we're enraged, but we have got to get engaged.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the truth. That's why, you know, I have a book coming out myself called Americans Anonymous. And it's not political. It's not religious. It's not any of that. It is really about what I did find in Hollywood. It was on the good side is that there's a lot of people in recovery that turn their lives and will over to God to straighten their lives out when they become unmanageable and unhealthy. And I looked at that model and I said, we need this model for America. We have hit rock bottom here and everyone's feeling it. And forget your ego, leave it outside, forget your politics, everything. We can all stand united for freedom. And I think that the model that I'm going after is what, when we were younger, me and you, or I'm older than you, but me and you, they had things like Neighborhood Watch, where a whole bunch of community people in the same neighborhood, if there were break-ins or something, they got together, they made teams, and they walked around the neighborhood to keep it safe for their fellow, you know, their neighbors. And I think that we need a Freedom Watch movement in America, where every neighborhood or every community has a group of people that get together and they talk about preserving freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, sovereignty, getting the globalists and all of their tentacles out of our houses, out of our lives, all the surveillance stuff, really calling it and being citizen, you know, real citizens of the United States, taking how lucky we are to be here personally. So for me personally, I actually started a long time ago, because in the early 2000s, I started talking about what I believed was coming, which was in Hollywood before the rest of the world saw it. Certainly the Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ plus, Marxism, communism, all of that was already filtering in. But I was very disturbed by the sexualization of children. And I started talking about it more and more. And my parents, you know, were in Palm Beach. I grew up in most of my life, and I went to school in Manhattan. I had encountered Jeffrey Epstein. So when his first case happened in 2008, I was very vocal that this was bigger than people thought, and that it was all over Hollywood, all over down in that area and where he was down there, all over Manhattan, that this was a big thing and that they were sexualizing our children really young. And then fast forward, you know, all these years. So I covered that, and that led me to really look into following the money back then and the corruption and seeing all of that. And I saw a lot of really dug into Epstein. So when he was arrested again, of course, I was like, ah. But I also dug into all the different dark money things. And one thing that bothered me the most, and this is why I got very involved, was I found that homelessness in America is a business, and there's a homeless industrial complex like everything else. And right. I started working with somebody in New York, which took me back to New York to really dig into why are people homeless and why do they put billions of dollars into cure, you know, ending homelessness, and it never ends and gets worse. And just like everything else, you know, it leads to the same oligarch billionaire globalists that have taken over and are running the controlled demolition of America. And one thing led to another. And, you know, me to you, when you and I met, it was really, we just both said, well, how can we take our skills, our background, mine in storytelling, you in being somebody who brings things together and can host big events and is comfortable in that. And we all just put everything we have on the table and started going around the country and saying, look, then what I'm good at is putting together the dots in a story. I studied screenwriting, so I'm good at saying, here's the beginning, middle, and end. And that's what I do. And I think it's helping. And you've given me that platform with many other people. And it's really just right now, people should be finding their talent, their gift, their God-given skills and using them. I especially think in the arts, folks. If you're a musician, you want to be a playwright, a screenwriter, you want to do anything that's creative, gardening, hobbies, get in it and get in it with the patriotic spirit of saving America, because we can make a lot of ripples in a lot of different ways. So that's how I ended up getting this role.
And this, I want everybody to be encouraged right now. And again, I'm putting on my business hat. That's where I prefer to be. So step one, okay, this is just very important. Okay, I'm trying to teach everybody, give you a homework assignment today. Hopefully this will change your life for somebody out there. So what you do is you got to move beyond being enraged to getting engaged. That's where we got to. Okay, now what you do, this is big. Okay, step one. Okay, forget about the money. This is so important. Okay, so James, I said, hey, do you want to work here? I think I said, you remember what I said?
Yeah, you said that, you know, you'll fly me out, put me in a nice hotel, pay me for my time. And if it works, you know, we got ourselves a deal. And if not, it's water under the bridge.
Did we talk about what you get paid? Did we talk about that?
You didn't tell me what I was going to get paid or what I was going to be doing.
Okay, so this is real. I'm not going to mention the name of the person right now. People will find out very soon. But there's a household name. I'm talking to this household name. They're a very nice person. Everybody who, if you're listening to the show, if I mentioned their name, everybody would say, I know who that is. And this person was talking to me. We talk all the time. And they said, I have on my heart a burden to get out a book about that which is going on that I think could help save America. I just think there's maybe a million voters or two, maybe 10, I don't know, but there's some group of people that don't know what's going on. And I've thought about not saying these things publicly, but seeing as where we're at, I think I just got to put it all on the table. And I'm trying to find someone to help me put my book together. And I said, have you talked to people? They said, yeah, you know, one person wants, you know, guaranteed payment of 100,000. One wants 50,000. One wants this, one wants that. One has a contract that it's like, we're doing a real estate deal here, looking at the contract. And I just need somebody that I can trust, that can work with me. And I've been told it's like 400 or 500 hours to do a book, to do it. And I just need a connection. I said, well, okay. And I'm just listening. And then the guy says out loud, don't you do books? And I said, I do books. I've written 20 something books and I help people. He goes, how does that work? I said, well, I'll just do it all for you. And then you pay me if you think it's worth it. Guy calls me back and he's like, you do the book for me. And then how about I pay you $1 per book? How about that? Does that sound cool? I've heard you do that with a few people. And I said, yeah. And he goes, okay. So, but again, if you get the money out of the way,
great
things happen. But so many people have such jackassery that's been taught to you by the public schools, celebrity fools, people that don't have your best interest. And they try to say, well, it's not a good use of your time unless it pays you. Now, this is big. I learned this from Carlton Pearson. Again, I don't agree with his theological standpoint. He recently passed away. I hope he turned to Jesus at the end. We all might disagree on, you know, I read the Bible. I believe it to be literal. Some people agree with that. Some people don't. But Carlton taught me these things. He said there's three phases. This is big. And I think people should write this down. Three phases. First phase is you work to learn. You got to work to learn. You got to get off the whole, I'm here to earn money. Second is you work to earn. Phase three, you work to return. I'll repeat it again. So you got these three phases. So phase one, you got to work to learn. So you got to say, I want to save our republic and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So what you do is you come out to one of the Reawaken America Tour events with the curiosity that could almost kill a cat. And you say, I am going to get engaged. I don't know what I'm going to do. What you do is you walk up to Mel Kay. You walk up to Mel, who, by the way, makes herself very accessible. You walk up to General Flynn, who, by the way, is very accessible. You walk up to Eric Trump. You walk up to General Flynn. You say, hey, I'm reporting for duty, and I would like to work for free to save this republic between now and the election. I've got 11 months. It's December 15th, 16th. We got 11 months to save this country. What can I do? And then you mention it. You have to mention it, folks. You have to say, money doesn't matter to me. I mean, I don't want to be homeless, but that's not a big issue for me. We can talk about that later, but what can I do? And if you have that sort of humble, coachable mentality, you can change things. But at the moment that you say, well, how much can I earn? You're done here. So you got to say, I'm going to work to learn. Second is, after you're actually a competent person, guess what? The money will follow me. So it will follow you. So after listening to Carlton, I'm just going to show you a little sneak peek. Cause this is what this is the guy who was the pastor of the largest church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the largest in the country. And every week,
what's next for you?
He's teaching me these things.
What do you presense? How are you present? So now you wrap, I often do this in my own preparation, not only just studying and reading and observing. I wrap myself around, and a lot of times in my sessions, I will say to people, put your arms around yourself and love you, hug you, feel you, embrace you, enhance yourself, love you. That's part of your reparation and your preparation, because you're repairing yourself from any breaches, any bruises.
And he's talking about public speaking. And so this guy's mentoring me for years. And then one day I got a call from a corporation. They call me and they say, hey, we saw your speaking at Broken Arrow High School and some of the footage. We've seen some of it. Some kids have told us you're their favorite speaker they've ever had. And we wanted to know if we could hire you to speak at such and such college. And I said, sure. And they go, the honorarium is $10,000. Is that okay? And I'm going, what's this word you said? Because I wasn't a speaker guy. I'm serious. So they said, honorarium. I go, honorarium. Love that word. What does that mean exactly? I mean, what do you, and they go, we're going to pay you. And I go, oh, really? So that's the word you use to pay a speaker. And I'm saying this, I probably right here did the speaking at the school for probably three consecutive years with no compensation, maybe longer. If you talk to my wife, she'd be more honest. She'd probably say 5 years, but it felt like three. It was a long period of time. All I know is I was away from my family teaching at the school for free. The second phase though, is you will earn something. Eventually, the Trump team, when they get back in office, if we can save this republic, they're going to go, you know what? We love the work that you did helping watch those polls in Michigan, or doing the work that you did volunteering to get out the vote in Dallas or whatever. And they're going to want to bring people like that into office. Kash Patel talks about it as deputizing the citizens. They're going to eventually bring you in. And my friend Kash Patel, he just wrote a book. And Mel, you've had Kash on your show.
Yeah.
And he's a book called Government Gangsters. And if you read Kash's book, which I read over the Thanksgiving holiday, he talks about how next thing you know, President Trump's like, aren't you the public defender guy who also was doing this work over here and that work over here? And weren't you working on the Benghazi situation? And aren't you the guy that helped get involved with Russiagate? And aren't you a guy that I want to hire? And Kash is like, me? He goes, yeah, let's bring you on. Next thing you know, I mean, this guy is second in line at the Department of Defense, et cetera. So phase one, you got to work to learn. Phase two, you'll earn. But then after, if you're listening right now and you've already learned and you've already earned, it's time for you to return. And that's why Carlton Pearson was sitting down with me, teaching me about how to become a good, a competent public speaker, even though he had the largest church some would say the largest church in America, the largest TV footprint in America. He's meeting with me. And I said, well, Carlton, how much do I owe you? And he says, well, I'm not going to charge you. I go, you're not going to charge me? He's like, no. I don't even know if I'm delivering a good product. I don't know if you're going to turn out to be good. What if you're not good? And I remember thinking, what? And it's because he was in that return phase of his life where he was committed to mentoring up that next level. And so he just passed away. So it's top of mind in my life right now. But I encourage everybody out there, as we talk about these topics today, don't just get enraged. Get engaged. Okay. So that's topic number one. Now, topic number two, Elon Musk is continuing to masquerade as a conservative. And because he says that he believes in free speech, conservatives keep, throwing themselves at him. But listen to what he just released on November 21st. I cannot make this up.
Hello. We're thrilled to introduce Neuralink's PRIME study, the first clinical trial of a groundbreaking experimental device that could help transform the lives of people with paralysis. Imagine the joy of connecting with your loved ones, browsing the web, or even playing games using only your thoughts.
Okay, so Prime is what this technology is called. And James, you ever see Transformers?
I have.
And who's the main character?
Optimus Prime.
And Optimus is the name of the robots that you're going to be able to control. Elon Musk's robots, the Tesla bots, are called Optimus. He says you can download your consciousness into another body called an Optimus. And the name of the study that could put a chip in your brain is called, James?
Prime.
Yes.
This is made possible by placing a small, cosmetically invisible implant in a part of...
Look at this image. Look at it again.
Browsing the web or even playing games using only your thoughts. This is made possible by placing a small, cosmetically invisible implant in a part of your brain that plans movements.
Okay, Mel, would love... This is approved by the FDA. Now, you and I, when we first started connected, Mel, you and I were finding that a lot of doctors who've been on your show, a lot of great doctors, Dr. Yeah. Zelenko, may he rest in peace, et cetera, they could not get permission to prescribe safe, affordable, and effective hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, or ivermectin. And we're told to believe now that Elon Musk has approval from the FDA to put a chip in your head. We'd love to get your thoughts.
It's very disturbing. I had on a great doctor this morning. He wrote a book called The Indoctrinated Brain. And he really dug into all this stuff with the brain and the hippocampus and how the brain works and how then a lot of the things that they did during COVID. He actually had breakthrough studies on Alzheimer's, and kind of goes with what you were saying before about slowing the brain down, the brain itself, the human brain, not the implanted brain, the human brain, and not using, not having purpose, not using creativity, not using the skills that you have, not interacting with people, not doing that. It makes your brain kind of atrophy, and therefore you would need help doing stuff. And this all goes in line with the transhumanism stuff. This is honestly, to me, I understand the concept about wanting to have your limbs work again or things like that. the level of that your brain would have a chip in it that can be controlled. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on the DARPA documents that have to do with mind control and brain interfaces and all of that. There's plenty of evidence out there. It's gone back to the Mind Wars documents. These kind of things can be used in, to a certain extent for good, but it can also be used for evil and very bad. And what this man was saying this morning was all of this technology to manipulate your brain can never equal the brain that you have if you exercise it right, meaning your brain. And he was talking all about indexing memories and how you indoctrinate people by erasing memories, by atrophying them. He was talking about the lockdowns and how they were an attack on brains because of isolation and because of fear and anxiety. So brain is something that should probably not be injected into and all of that. And I think it's very dangerous and very scary. And the more you learn, you did whole things on Lieber and the neurotechnology. He was talking about the brain barrier and all of this stuff. And I think it's very dangerous. I think God made the perfect computer, which is the human brain, and we shouldn't be adding things to it. But, you know, I mean, people right now, to many people on, especially like you said, on the right, he's a, he can do no wrong. I think it's very scary that one person has this kind of power worldwide. He's negotiating stuff on not putting up satellites in Gaza today. Last week, he's talking to Beijing. You know, he's talking to India. He's talking here. Everyone's thanking him for free speech in America. I mean, a very, very interesting. I'm not so sure what's happening with that, but the brain interface is very dangerous. And people that actually do study Alzheimer's and other brain disorders, I believe will agree with that.
I'm going to pull this back up here, just throwing it out there, just throwing it out. Just why is Elon Musk in Israel? What's he doing over in Israel? Oh, this just in. Elon Musk is shown a video from a mother who had her son taken by from her by Hamas. Elon is the worst anti-Semite ever. On Monday, he traveled to Israel to tour the scene of the October 7th Hamas attack. Okay, folks, just put that somewhere. File that in your mind here. Now let's continue watching this clip here.
Surprise, Eddie. If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
The long-term aspiration for Neuralink would be to achieve a symbiosis with artificial intelligence and to achieve a sort of democratization of intelligence such that it is not monopolistically held in a purely digital form by governments and large corporations.
Basically, an effort for man to merge with machine in a healthy way.
Yes.
To beat machines, you basically have to merge with machines.
Most likely, yes.
If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an inter-brain net. Because it's the same system, the same communication system. And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
Sorry.
Why are you crying?
I told you we put it in too early.
It's fine.
I told you.
Now, Mel, I really do believe that a lot of people are lining up to put this chip in their cranium. And I, you know, either laugh or cry. I think your people are going to say, I think we put this in too early. I'm telling you, folks, this would be like committing authority suicide. What am I saying? I'm saying God gave us authority over our mind, over our time, our mind, these sorts of things. But when you put an AI in your brain, a technology in your brain, a neural link in your brain that can connect your brain to AI. Now, James, you know, you might have been born yesterday. You might be new to the team. You did serve in the military for how many years?
Four
years. You've been in the military for 4 years. You've been working here for about a year. Are you a big fan of Neuralink? Are you like, oh yeah, put the chip in my head. That sounds great.
Well, once they put it in, there's no taking it out. And Elon Musk has said himself that it's the same thing. AI is the same thing as summoning the demon. And the last thing anyone should want in your mind is a demon.
Now, again, you're around people that are not on Mel's show. So you're around people for Thanksgiving, family, friends. Are most people pro Elon in your world? Are most people you're talking to, are they going, oh yeah, Elon's the man?
They love Elon. They love him.
Why?
The freedom of speech on Twitter.
But, oh, you're sick. Yeah. You must be hanging around the wrong people. Mel, I'd love to get your reaction to that, because, again, I think people are lining up right now to put the Neuralink in their cranium.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they like I said to the scientist this morning, he's from Germany. I got up super early to have him on. This Indoctrinated Brain is the book. And he was going through, like, the brain is so complex. And he was talking about a lot of this stuff. And it's really, once you stop feeding the brain stops working. He did stuff on Alzheimer's for decades. And then when the COVID lockdowns happened and people stopped, you know, they isolated us and they stopped all this. Now they want universal basic income. They want to kind of erase history, erase your index that your brain has. People don't realize how advanced the brain is in terms of memory, in terms of function, in terms of imagination, ingenuity, creativity. They want, see, this is why it's hard. One of the aspects of the entire globalist oligarch billionaire class that are trying to take over the world with Agenda 2030 is to end all ingenuity by man, to end individuality, to end creativity, to replace playwriting and screenwriting and music writing and all of that with AI. It's taking away the human element, the God element. And that's what they're doing here. I understand how he's selling it. But you and I both know they're selling the digital ID and the CBDC the same way. It's for the good of man. It's for the good of this. Okay, well, prove to me that you can put a Neuralink in and then somebody's arm that is disabled or a blind person can see. And then I haven't seen any long-term studies on a Neuralink, good or bad. And I would think that most people would want to see that. But again, I think that there was a lot of mapping and indoctrination and erasing of our critical thinking and our ability to decipher stuff that, yeah, people are lining up, not thinking, well, who gets my data from my brain? Who's downloading things straight in or out? And then don't forget, you and I went through it, the cognitive warfare documents, all of NATO's innovation hub stuff. This is about turning individuals' brains into weapons. MK Ultra, individuals' brains into weapons. Is this the next level of that? Because I think if something has way more capacity to create evil than it does to create good, that should matter.
Right. I just, again, Mel, you're one of the few people that I could, you know, show clips like this too, and you would understand how it fits into the puzzle. And most people, they don't understand the whole puzzle. So the people are lining up in droves to get the Neuralink in their head.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
The really big revolution, which is coming very quickly, will be when the AI revolution and machine learning and all that, the infotech revolution, meets and merges with the biotech revolution and goes under the skin.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
That's how I feel about Yuval Noah Harari. I don't understand how it is that people, I mean, Yuval Noah Harari is now known as the world's best-selling author. We're told the guy sold 45 million copies of his books. If you go to Books a Million right now or Barnes & Noble, his books are prominently on display. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. His name is Yuval Noah Harari, which, by the way, the name Yuval in Hebrew means father of music. Noah means like as in the days of Noah. Harari means mountain dweller. And they're running around, and rather than and reacting with concern, like with Clark Griswold here, he says, you know, can I leave you for dead? I think you would hope that Americans would say, let's not. Hard pass on the Neuralink. Hard pass on connecting my brain to the internet. People are lining up, folks, because people are being deceived.
Yeah.
I just would like to highlight what you said about the European Chips Act, because it's an important step to create the physical brain for digitalization. And to have it located to a certain extent in Europe.
Now, this guy keeps talking about the Club of Rome report. Klaus Schwab keeps talking about the Club of Rome report that was written in 1972. He keeps talking about it. Now, if you haven't read that, it talks about breaking the earth into 10 economic kingdoms. And if you haven't read the Book of Revelation recently, that might be something to check out. The Book of Revelation talks about the earth being divided into 10 economic kingdoms.
The 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Okay, so now if you go back and you watch, like, let's say, Captain America, the plot is in 1972, a supercomputer was created called the Hydra that somehow controls everybody with surveillance all the time. And that's when these idiots are supposed to have launched their massive supercomputer. And they're trying to do what? They being Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, they're trying to cover the earth with 5G technology that's constant surveillance. Now, someone says, you're throwing a lot at me. I need to understand what you're saying. Can you slow down? That's fair. So we're going to type in MIT CBDCs. Okay. MIT has been working on this thing called CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currencies, MIT CBDCs. And MIT has been working on this thing called the quantum dot. Now, the quantum dot is a technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin. All right. And then Charles Lieber worked on the technology. Charles Lieber was paid $50,000 a month. Charles Lieber is a scientist who was paid $50,000 a month to create this technology for the Chinese that puts RNA modifying nanotechnology under your skin via syringe. All right. Now, the Earth is now covered with 30,000 low orbit satellites. 30,000 low orbit satellites is Elon Musk. They were put there by Elon Musk's Dragon rockets. So the Dragon rockets are now covering the Earth with these 30,000 low orbit satellites that have the ability to emit lasers now. So Elon Musk is now joking, but he's not joking. So it's this sort of kidding, not kidding thing they do in the deep state. But he's talking about how they now have satellites with lasers on them that are now all over the Earth. So we have satellites with lasers. There's 30,000 low orbit satellites now running around above us, 30,000 low orbit satellites that now blanket the Earth with satellites that have quote unquote freaking lasers, according to Elon Musk. Elon Musk tweeted this out on September 26th. So there's 30,000 low orbit satellites surrounding the Earth that are covering the Earth in 5G. Five is penta, G is gram. And then you have this idea that the new quant dot, this is the quant technology developed by MIT. This quantum dot stores your medical and financial records under your skin, and it connects and interacts with the 5G. Five as in penta, G as in gram. So during the lockdowns, the 5G towers went up, and the name of the spine or the backbone of the new CBDCs is called quant dot network. So you can see they're wanting us to put the technology under our skin. And I would just encourage everyone to write this down. This is important, okay? If they put the technology under our skin, they win. That's what? This is the whole agenda. So now we're switching gears here, going into the financial side. On the financial side, for anybody who's been listening to the Mel Kay Show for any amount of time at all, you know about Andrew Sorcini and precious metals. And I would encourage you to use promo code Mel Kay when you visit bh-pm.com. But China, which is the world's largest importer of energy, has now just agreed to become their largest importer. They've now signed a deal with Saudi Arabia, the largest exporter of energy, to now be conducting trade no longer using the U.S. dollar. So let me just put a little meat on the bone here.
Outstanding balance of yuan used by foreign central banks in just 3 years jumped from about $38 billion in 2020 to 120 billion yuan in the third quarter of this year. So it is clear that global central banks have used currency swaps with China to a record degree this year. I will remind you that Saudi Arabia has been selling its holdings of US treasuries for months now. China's holdings of the US treasuries are at an all-time low as well. There is a separate video on my channel with the details. As you know, Saudi Arabia is very close to officially joining the BRICS bloc. Its membership is effective January 1st of 2024. So the latest step between Saudi Arabia and China is this bilateral local currency swap agreement that is signed by the country's central banks. This is big news that, in my personal opinion, shouldn't be underestimated, because the world's top oil exporter, Saudi Arabia, just signed a deal with the world's top energy importer, China. Also, China is Saudi Arabia's biggest trade partner. it's absolutely clear that they're not going to use the US dollar for crude oil transactions within the BRICS bloc countries.
The petrodollar is actually a device invented by Kissinger and Nixon.
The standard of living of all Americans can be traced back to here, the vast oil-rich deserts of Saudi Arabia.
And to save you the time, folks, in 1971, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, Nixon took us off the gold standard. Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. Per the recommendation of Kissinger, America began exporting its jobs to China. Per the recommendation of Kissinger, they rolled out a fiat currency, or a what's called the petrodollar. And the value of the dollar is based only on a relationship that we have with Saudi Arabia. So America said, we'll protect Saudi Arabia militarily as long as Saudi Arabia only exports oil in exchange for U.S. dollars. And now that relationship is gone. So it could be said that the petrodollar is out of gas. And again, the whole agenda they have is if it goes under the skin, that's how they win. So they want to completely collapse the currency. So the only way to feed your family is to accept a quantum dot under your skin and to receive universal basic income. So we go back to where we started. We have got to move beyond being enraged, and we've got to get engaged. Now, I wish I could say I have all the solutions. I don't. But what I can tell you is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have just under 400 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour. And just to be very clear, this will be the final Reawaken America Tour that we will ever do on the West Coast. Why? Because everybody who's speaking on the Reawaken America Tour, Mel Kay, Devin Nunes, Roger Stone, General Flynn, none of us are doing this as like a career move. We're doing this to try to save the Republic. And so many of the speakers on the Reawaken America Tour will be working in the White House if President Trump, through the grace of God, gets back in office. And so this is our final event we're ever going to do on the left coast, the West Coast. The next event we're going to do will probably be in June. And then that might be the final event in June, or there could be another one on the East Coast in late September. But as I've heard from the people in charge, basically a lot of these speakers will be needed to be actually planning out if the election takes place and President Trump is put in office. Many of the speakers will be joining Trump in the White House. And so this is a very serious time. And I encourage everybody out there, if you can get out to Tulare, California, December 15th and 16th, come to this event. You can name your price. We always make it affordable for everybody. Eric Trump, Peter Navarro, Roger Stone, Mel Kay, you've got Kash Patel, just so many wonderful speakers that'll be there. Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, we have a Dr. Jane Ruby. These are very serious people that want to save this country, and I encourage everybody out there to get involved today by going to timetofreeamerica.com. There's over 70 speakers over those 2 days. The doors open up at 6 a.m. each day, and it's back-to-back 70-plus speakers over the 2 days. But again, I go back to this. We got to move from being enraged to engaged. And how do you do that? You got to forget about the money, and you got to say, what can I do to save this republic? And there's three phases of that. If you do that, you're going to learn a lot. And you probably aren't going to earn a lot. If you go volunteer to be a poll watcher for the Trump administration, that's great, but you're probably not going to make a lot of money. But then in the event that we are successful, you'll probably find that you'll get paid to do that in the future. You'll probably get paid to be the poll watcher teacher person. You'll probably be paid to be the elected representative to represent your area. You might be paid to be the new podcast host. You might be paid to whatever. Then that next area is return. If you're in a phase in your life right now where you've already made your money, you've had your success, we need you in this collective battle right now of really it's Trump, as you said off air, Mel, it's President Trump, Trump 24, Make America Great versus the Great Reset. I mean, it's Team Trump versus the globalists, and that's all there is. So I just encourage everybody out there today, Mel, we got to get the message out, and we've got to move beyond this being frustrated to getting engaged. We have to move from being enraged to being engaged. Mel, it really has to happen right now.
Yeah, it has to happen right now. And I believe it will. I feel a lot of momentum. And the truth of the matter is, we are in a time that is not only biblical, but I believe will be historically significant for eternity. I really believe that what is happening, because, you know, I think it's global. I think, you know, the Trump thing, you know, it says all the time, they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. I say they're not after America, they're after the world, and America is in the way. And everyone in America should take that very personally and say, well, what am I going to do to stop them? And we should all realize that there are lots of spaces available for leaders and heroes for this phase in history. You know, you go and you read old books and all these things about all these war heroes and all of this. Well, it's a different kind of war, and there's room for many heroes. So like I say, like you're saying, I encourage people. First of all, I lived my whole life the same way. I've got on a plane and moved to Hollywood, like, you know, basically as a teenager, and said, you know what, if it's one in a million, it's going to be me. And I went through hell. I mean, it is ups and downs, ups and downs. I wouldn't trade it. I went for passion. I went for love. I went for, I can do this. This is what I love. And I ended up here somehow. So I feel very blessed. Just follow your heart, get to what you need to do. And remember what Clay's saying is really important. There is a priority as a human being to continue to exercise your brain. Your brain is your supercomputer in your head. If they want to erase your brain and refill it with indoctrination and complicity and following orders and all of that, they have that technology. And if you stop using your brain and being creative and being using ingenuity and doing what Clay's saying and showing up and volunteering and being the hero you're waiting for and being the white hat you think is coming, if you become that and you let your brain lead the way, then we all win. We have a ripple effect. If we reject them and say, no, what, we're good with the brain God gave us. We have everything we need, because that's what they're trying to convince people, that no, the brain that God gave us needs to be built back better. Like everything else, it's an erase and a rebuild. And we're not playing along. So thank you, Clay. This was a very informative and important show. And I want everyone to realize the war on your brain is real. I have some of the documents on my resource page at themelkayshow.com. You can go Google DARPA, brain technology, Google Obama, the brain initiative. The war for your brain is the war. Okay. That is the war we're in right now. We are in a different phase of war. And guess what? The good news is between you and God, you win. So save your brain and follow the truth. The truth is that you have everything you need already, and you don't need to be rebuilt or modified. And the good point. Anyway, last words, Clay. We will see you in Tulare. Please come. And like we're saying here, all of us talk to everyone, me and the flyovers and his glory and Amanda and Anne and Renz. Everyone is available. Me and Stella stand out front and give hugs to everyone. It's really, really fun. And you know, it's 45 minutes from Fresno, 45 minutes from Bakersfield, 2.5 hours from LA. This is the time to come. If you're out there and you're saying, you know, I don't meet enough people that are like me, you go to one of these events, you're going to leave with new friends. We know Clay and I know people who've met on there, have gotten married, now have kids. We have a tribe of 10 women that they meet at every event. They didn't know each other before. Just really, it's time. It's time to step up and step in. And there's lots of help wanted signs for heroes. So find your gift and use it. Thank you, Clay.
Mel, I have one thing I wanted to share with you real quick here before you let me go, just a final kind of housekeeping notes here. One, if you're out there today and you're going, well, I don't know if it's a good time to go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, I can just say this. There's three things. January 1st, that's when the BRICS nations expand to 11. So Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's when Saudi Arabia and other countries join. So it'll become the BRICS 11. And that's the time when more countries will be not using the U.S. dollar to buy and trade oil. So I would recommend that you do that as soon as possible. Go to bh-pm.com and make sure in the notes you put Mel K, because that supports the Mel K program. And for anybody out there that does not know that, there's very few sponsors willing to endorse independent media. So I recommend you just put Mel K there in the notes when you schedule that free consultation at bh-pm.com. Second note here, the Reawaken America Tour, to get those tickets, some people want to get the tickets fast. You want to get them right away. You can text my phone number, 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. That's kind of the fast pass way to get those tickets quicker. You can also request them at timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price, timetofreeamerica.com. And then finally, the Reawaken America Tour documentary is for free to watch. It features Mel K, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Arthur Pulowski. And you can watch it for free tonight. And it's a great way to become inspired to do what is required. You can watch that for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. Mel, I really do appreciate you putting up with me today. You are the best. I knew you would be up to discussing these topics, and I hope everybody can move beyond just being frustrated and enraged. Let's get to a place where we're all engaged. Thank you, Mel.
Exactly. Thank you so much, sir. I'll see you guys in Tulare. Bye-bye.
Take care, boss. Bye-bye.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkayshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELKAY. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELKAY Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. Hi, guys. You know, for months and months, me and Mike Al have been talking about the water supply, what is in there. There are pharmaceuticals in the water supply. There are all these chemicals, lots of pollution. We've had all these natural disasters that leave our water not nearly as clean and certainly not as God intended. We know how important water is for our health. So we have been on a mission to try to find the best alternative to the water that is out there, including bottled water, which of course, we did a whole show on everything that's in bottled water, which is almost as shocking as what's in our natural water now. So we found the best partner we could in Healthy Hydrogen. This is a portable bottle that I use all the time, but also there are many options over there. You can get a full house system. You can get a tabletop system. You can get for your shower, for your office and business. They have so many great options. If you go to themelkayshow.com, we have partnered with them. So it's on our partners page, Healthy Hydrogen. I am telling you right now, the difference in this water and what it will do to your health in general is incredible. If you have inflammation, your immune system has problems, anything that you are thinking you don't know the solution for, this could be the game changer. We've been looking for the missing piece, and I believe the missing piece is the water. We are so excited. They have so much science backing all of their products. They have been tested by all different groups out there that do this for a living and look at water really in depth. We have the hydrogen aspect, which is truly fascinating. Nothing is more important than water. We all know that. So make sure you're putting the best water in your body. And I assure you, this is a true, true game changer that you will see right away and will improve your health and your family's health going forward. Go check out the MELKAY Show partners page, Healthy Hydrogen, and get your health back from the inside out, starting with God's great water. We will see you soon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.